Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3177BN. Today's date is October 2nd, 2023, and the title of the episode is Deep State Just Made an Interesting Move. The Great Silent Majority is Rising Like Never Before. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Caesars Entertainment has confirmed that social security numbers linked to reward players were stolen in recent Las Vegas cyber attacks. If hackers have those social security numbers, then it would put the banking and financial life of those players at risk. Credit cards and loans could be taken out of their name and money may be removed from their bank accounts. Unfortunately, data breaches involving social security numbers like this are no longer uncommon. This is why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, protect themselves online with Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield gives me security with an all-in-one privacy suite that includes an industry-leading VPN that anonymizes my IP address to help avoid ISP or government spying, while also preventing hackers or snoopers from seeing my online activity. Plus, I get identity theft protection, internet data removal, and much more that all work together to help protect my social security number. I highly recommend Virtual Shield because you can get 60 days free right now. This means you'll receive unlimited access to Virtual Shield's VPN with a 67% off lifetime discount with 60 days across unlimited devices, plus access to Virtual Shield's 24/7 customer support if you have questions or need help. Similar security suites go for over $400, but are free for 60 days if you sign up now by going to virtualshield.com/X22. That is virtualshield.com/X22, or click the link down in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they think they have Trump exactly where they want him. But actually what is happening is that Trump has them where he wants them. Think about the cases that are going on now. Today, he was brought into court out in New York with Letitia James, and the judge is out there smiling, and they think they have them. But the people of this country, you know what they're seeing? They're seeing a two-tier justice system. They're seeing how they're interfering with the elections. They see that they have no case. They see that the judge who valued Mar-a-Lago at $18 million is absolutely ridiculous. They're watching this all play out and they're realizing, you know something? This system is really corrupt. It's absolutely unbelievable. And this is not going to help this situation. This is going to make their situation even worse as time goes on. Because remember, when the people are awake, when they're thinking logically, the American people are pretty darn smart. And when people started to ask questions and when people are around other people, people start to talk and say, listen, does this make any sense that Mar-a-Lago is valued at $18 million? Because I'm looking online and I'm talking to other friends and I'm seeing other houses that this one's $50 million, this one's $40 million. And these properties are very tiny. They're not that large. And then I look at Mar-a-Lago and I'm like, holy crap. It has water on one side, which is the intracoastal, and it has water on the other side, which is the ocean. So how could this be even possible? It isn't possible. And this is what the people are seeing. Plus, the statute of limitations has run out. And this is why Trump continually says, we won 80% of the case already. So remember, this is the court of public opinion. The people now, they're seeing this all play out, and the people are starting to understand what's going on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the deep state made a very, very interesting move. They decided not to go with Michelle Obama, and they chose someone else to fill that position. But this is the interesting part. The person that they chose doesn't live in California. The person they chose is someone outside of California, and they did register to vote in California, and this person is also a lesbian. So let's think about this for a second. This person is black, lesbian, lived outside of the state, and this is who Newsom chose. Why would he choose someone like this? Think about it for a second. How do you sneak one in? How do you swap one black person for another? Just because you appoint someone doesn't mean they stay there. This person might just be a placeholder. This person might say, you know something? I don't want this position anymore. And maybe this is, they're building the narrative to bring someone else in, or they'll just parachute Michelle Obama in another way. But you could see that they made a very interesting move because they had their whole entire state. They could have picked someone who actually lives in California, someone who's been there for a very long time. Why would they go out of their way to pick someone outside. It makes no sense unless they're planning something else. And we'll have to see how that plays out. But the other thing that's very interesting, and Trump let us know this, is that the silent majority is no longer silent, and the majority is growing and rising like we've never seen before, which I do believe he is now messaging, letting us know that the majority is thinking logically, the majority is awake, and the majority is seeing what is going on. And they're going to see a lot more as we go through 2024. Because remember, in 2024, things are really going to heat up. In 2024, you're going to see things that you've never seen before. Think about what happened in 2020. When we entered 2020, all of a sudden we had a virus. All of a sudden, the entire country was being shut down. All of a sudden, they were talking about mail-in ballots. All of a sudden, they were talking about drop boxes. All of a sudden, they were talking about how they were going to cheat. And actually, we were being messaged on how they were going to do it with the ballots. Going into 2024, what do you think is going to happen in the very beginning? You're going to see the economy start to really break down. You're going to see the war drums getting really, really loud. You're going to hear talks about cyber attacks. You might even see attacks on certain infrastructure. I do believe this is going to build and build and build. Plus, add on top of that, you have the cases with Trump, which is election interference, January 6th, the Presidential Records Act, and what's happening with Letitia James. You're going to see all this build up throughout the entire year. And we might see other things like riots and many other things, because we know the deep state players, they're going to push everything they have to make sure that Trump does get into office, because these individuals, they're panicking. Why do you think they keep saying, well, if Trump gets into office, he's going to send people to Gitmo. Oh, if Trump gets into office, we're going to end democracy. Oh, if Trump gets into office, something bad's going to happen. What they're really saying is, holy crap, if he gets into office, they're going to come arrest us. If he gets into office, people are going to figure out that we're criminals. If he gets into office, our system, which we call democracy, it's going to come to an end. These people are panicking right now. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what happened when the House, the Senate, they were voting for the stopgap bill. And all of a sudden, we had this individual, Jamal Bowman. He decided to pull the fire alarm. Michael Seifert put this out and said, the way this entire thing happened is truly amazing. Bowman pulls the fire alarm. He then claims he thought it would open the door, even though it's a big red box with fire written on it at a manually operated door. His Spox then claims he was rushing to a vote, even though it was an emergency exit door. You can't make this stuff up. Now, what's very interesting about this is that this individual who was installed, he's trying to convince everyone that he didn't realize that this was a fire alarm. I mean, really think about this for a sec, and we'll be discussing that in just a sec. But first, let's just go back a little bit in time. Remember, this guy was screaming and yelling at Thomas Massie about gun control, and all he did was continually scream on the top of his lungs while the cameras were rolling. He was making a spectacle out of himself. I thought, most likely, he thought he was doing this incredible job, and he was, you know, right in front of the cameras. But the people saw this and said, holy crap, this guy has no idea what he's talking about. And this is the same guy that pulled the fire alarm. Remember, this guy, he was a school principal. If you're a school principal, you have fire drills. If you're a school principal, you let everyone know where the fire alarms are. If you're a school principal, you are trained in all of this. The fire alarms, they make them bright red. They put fire alarm on it, and they say, pull if there's a fire. They do this on purpose. It's on a third grade level, so no one gets confused. So his excuse of being confused is absolutely ridiculous. And the American people, they understand this. But think about what he's done here. He has committed the same exact crime that they're charging those people with on January 6th. Remember, it was a Fed surrection. It was a deep state surrection. And they were charging the people that walked in, you know, this is an insurrection. Well, he did the same exact thing, didn't he? So where are the charges? Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene put this out on X and says, Democratic Representative Jamal Bowman pulled the fire alarm in the Cannon building this afternoon and interrupted the official proceeding of the House as Republicans work to keep the government open. I'm calling on the DOJ to prosecute him using the same law they used to prosecute January 6th defendants for interfering with an official proceeding. The Democrats literally will do anything to shut our government down because billions aren't going to their favorite country, Ukraine. And she's absolutely right. And if the DOJ, like Merrick Garland continually tells us, if there is no two-tier justice system, then he must press charges against him, must press charges against Clinton's emails, must press charges against Biden, must press charges against everyone else. Biden, Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, you name it. So let's see what happens. Let's see if there's so much pressure that he brings charges. Do you think he will? Or do you really think this is a two-tier justice system and they'll just say, oh, it was an accident, don't worry about it? Most likely, that's what they're going to do. But we have President Trump out there, and he spoke to reporters and called for equal justice and the prosecution of this individual. And let's see if they do it. Now, he did break the law. Greg Price put this out on X and said, Code of the District of Columbia, Section 22-1319, false alarms and false reports. Imprisonment for not more than 6 months. So they need to press charges. They need to throw him into prison and show people, look, we're not a two-tier justice system. This man is going to prison because if it was anyone else, charges would have already been filed. If it was anyone else, they would already be on trial and in prison. Think about it. If any of the people in January 6th went up to the fire alarm and they pulled it, what do you think would have happened? Oh, they would have been arrested. Charges would have been brought against them. It would have been already done. And let's see if that happens. I don't think it's going to, but let's see how this all plays out because now we're already in Monday going into Tuesday. And so far, absolutely nothing. He's speaking to many, many people, but I haven't heard the DOJ come out. I haven't heard anyone say we're pressing charges. When are they going to do this? They should do it any moment. Let's see. Let's see how it all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we see that the House and the Senate, they decided to vote on a stopgap bill. Biden is signing it. And the people in the House, they're pretty darn pissed off at McCarthy. He didn't even fight. He did absolutely nothing. Now, what's very interesting is that Biden put this out on X and said, while the majority of Congress has been steadfast in their support for Ukraine, the bipartisan bill has no funding to continue it. We can't allow this to be interrupted. I expect the speaker to keep his word and secure the passage of support for Ukraine at this critical moment. Rasmussen Report responded to this and said, Biden expects McCarthy to keep his word on Ukraine support. What might that be? Matt Gaetz put this out and said, wow, Speaker McCarthy made a side Ukraine deal with Democrats and didn't tell House Republicans until after this continuing resolution passed. More deceit. So he made a deal with them where, listen, if you just give us this, we'll give you money later on. Starting to look that way. And here we have Matt Gaetz. He appeared on This Week and he was speaking to John Carl. And they went back and forth where John Carl was asking questions. Matt Gaetz was answering them. And John Carl said, so when do you make this move? Gaetz said, you'll be seeing it this week. That's why I came on the show this week. John Carl said, it takes only one person, obviously, you, to call for a vote to remove him. So-called motion to vacate. But you would need a majority to remove him. Do you really think Democrats are going to vote to remove Kevin McCarthy because he made a deal with the Democrats? Matt Gaetz said, no, I actually think Democrats are going to bail out McCarthy. This is an exercise to show the American people who really governs you and how that governing occurs. Did you hear that? Can you see the parallels between what Americans are being shown right now and what Americans were taught while watching the House choose a speaker? This is how a constitutional republic works. The only cure for corruption is transparency. And really, when you look at it, I do believe what Matt Gaetz is about to do, he's going to show the American people, look who's on the side of McCarthy, the Democrats, the rhinos, and look at the Patriots that are on the other side. And I think the people are going to be able to see the board very, very clearly. Just like when Trump took this pause, what did people see? the people saw the deep state. They saw the agenda. They saw the rhinos. They saw everything that was kept in the shadows. It was brought out into the light. You were able to see the board very clearly. Just because you're a Republican, just because you're a Democrat, you're not all on the same side. Now you're going to see a separation of all this. And yes, this is how a real republic is actually done. Everything shouldn't be smooth and perfect. See, people don't like when things are uncomfortable. Oh my God, look, there's infighting. Oh, this is uncomfortable. Yes, this is a republic. You need to see it play out. You need the pushback. You need people to say, no, this isn't right. Because if everyone agrees and everyone just goes along with it, do you really have a republic? Or do you have a controlled system? You have a controlled system then. And that's what we've had for a very long time. You've never seen people fight. You've never seen people push back. Just think about Trump right now. Trump is fighting back, fighting against the deep state players. Is it uncomfortable? Are you seeing things that you've never seen before? Are you seeing the deep state go completely crazy in trying to get him to make sure he doesn't win the election? Think about what they have done to make sure he doesn't win the election. They did it in 2020. They're now doing it in 2024. Is this something that Trump wants everyone to see? He wants everyone to see, look, this is what happens when you fight back. When you don't do anything and you just go along with them, that's not how the system works. That's an installed system that they can control. When you fight back and you're uncomfortable and you don't like it and you get pissed off, that's a republic. That's what you need. You need fighters to push back and continually fight and not give in when they hit you. So these people, and I'm talking about the deep state players, they've been hitting Trump over and over and over. Has he ever just laid down, or does he continually stand up, take the punches, and keep pushing forward? That's what he does. That's a republic. That's a fighter. This is how we go up against them. Because if everything's smooth, yes, it's nice when everything's smooth. You don't have to think about it. You're not uncomfortable. But what happens? Nothing. They push their agenda. They destroy the country. They make everything worse. And I think people are seeing this now. People are starting to understand this. Now, today, Trump was in court. And we know that the judge, he's in on it. He has already made up his mind. Trump was out there already telling everyone he's made up his mind. Letitia James, she has no case whatsoever. Actually, the statute of limitations is completely run out. So 80%, as Trump would say, 80% of the case is already taken care of. There are now people out there saying that, you know, his ruling on Mar-a-Lago, where it's only worth $18 million, is absolutely ridiculous. The people from Palm Beach County, they are now looking at this and saying, listen, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I think the majority of people in this country, I think they realize that Mar-a-Lago is not worth $18 million when you have these small, tiny properties that aren't even on the ocean where they're valued at $30, $40, $50 million. And this is about, what, 10 times the size of these little properties. So I think the people are starting to understand and starting to realize that this guy is completely full of it and it's not working. And Trump, he has the people on his side. And as time goes on, Trump is going to show how corrupt the system is. And I think the people are already seeing how corrupt the system is. Just like you're seeing the corruption out in California with what Newsom is doing now when he's picking a temporary senator to fill the spot of Dianne Feinstein. But before we get to that, what's very interesting is that Meghan Markle, she was out there and she's considering to run for office. So she's saying, I might throw my hat into the ring to become a California senator, to take Dianne Feinstein's seat. Now, what's very interesting, Newsom, he's appointed an abortion activist, Lapanza Butler, to fill Feinstein's Senate seat. She lives in Maryland and is registered to vote there last year. Politico put this out. Butler lives in Maryland and registered to vote there last year. California will now have two U.S. senators who were not elected by the people. So what's very interesting is that on X, she had where she lived. It was Maryland. Then she scrubbed that and removed it, which is very interesting. And it doesn't stop there. Her bio at Emily's List, the day before she was appointed, revealed she lived in Maryland with her wife. She actually went ahead and remove that from Emily's list, which I find very interesting. Actually, AP confirms that she lived in Maryland because they have it in their story. And it says Butler currently lives in Maryland, according to her Emily's List biography. So AP is confirming that, yes, she lives there. Governor Newsom's office stated that Butler would register to vote in California before taking office as a senator. So let's just get this straight. This person is from Maryland. This person is a lesbian, which who cares about that? But I think this plays into Michelle Michael. And this person is going to register to vote in California. So the people in California are going, wait a minute. We have all these people living in California and you went to Maryland to bring someone in? What does that tell you? Why would they do this? Now think about the deep state players. Think about how they do things. Do they just do it or do they test the waters? Do they set a precedent first? So when we say that Newsom was going to bring Michelle Obama, and we wanted to see how this announcement played out, I think this is how they're testing the word. Let's see how the American people, or the people in California, let's see how they take it. It doesn't mean she stays there permanently. Remember, she wasn't voted in. She could, in 3 months from now, say, you know something, I really don't want this position. So this individual who's black, this individual who's a lesbian, this individual who doesn't live in California, who's not registered in California, might say in 3 or 4 months, say, you know something? This is not for me. I really don't want this. So would anyone have a problem if Michelle Obama then is then appointed to this position? I don't think so. I think they're laying the groundwork. I think they're setting up the narrative. They're setting the precedent. They wanted to see how the people are going to react to this. Maybe the people won't care. Maybe the people say, you know something, I don't care. Or maybe the people will push back and go, no, we don't want this. Why don't we have someone that lives here in California to represent us? Why are we taking someone from Maryland to represent us? It makes no sense. And yes, we know that she's part of the entire system and that's why he chose her. But I do believe they're setting something up here because the whole move doesn't make any sense. And what's very interesting is that Barack Obama, he was having dinner out in Beverly Hills and reporters asked him if his wife, Michelle, is going to be running for president. What do you think his answer was? He didn't comment on that. He didn't answer the question. Now, if his wife, if she wasn't going to run and he knows that she's not going to run and it's already set, he would just say, no, that's ridiculous. She's not running for the presidency. That's stupid. Why are you even asking that question? But for someone not to answer, he doesn't want to go on record saying that. Now, remember, Obama loves to talk to the reporters. Obama loves to tell you everything. Why isn't he telling you this? Why didn't he just say, absolutely not, she is not running or he's not running? Why not? Well, I think that tells you everything you need to know, which means something else is going on. Now, once again, they might not bring her in this way. I do believe they're testing the waters. And I do believe they would like to have her have some clout or something or credibility. But again, there can be always another way that they bring her in. We still have time here. And I do believe they are going to introduce Michelle Obama sooner than later. Now, I do believe that they might be setting something up here. And we might see in 2024, as things start to get a lot worse for Biden, where all of a sudden they make the move and they needed to bring someone else in right now before they bring in Michelle to set the entire path for this thing to work for them. And remember, how do you sneak one in? How do you have a change of batter? Well, this would be one way to do it. We'll have to see how this plays out. Because as we know, the evidence against Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, Joe Biden, well, it's getting larger and larger as time goes on. And James Comer right now, he's going to subpoena James Biden's Lion Hall Group and JBBSR Inc. entities because the committee could not identify legitimate service provided by James Biden companies. Comer's subpoena appears to be directed at obtaining records linked to Joe Biden's corporation, Celtic Capri Corp., which received nearly $10 million in 2017 without specifying revenue line items. So that's an LLC account. It wasn't a shell company. That was a real LLC account with more earnings in there than what we can find. So that is an account we plan to subpoena as we follow the money. That's what Comer says. James Biden, an often overlooked member of the Biden family. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Caesars Entertainment has confirmed that social security numbers linked to reward players were stolen in recent Las Vegas cyber attacks. If hackers have those social security numbers, then it would put the banking and financial life of those players at risk. Credit cards and loans could be taken out of their name and money may be removed from their bank accounts. Unfortunately, data breaches involving social security numbers like this are no longer uncommon. This is why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, protect themselves online with Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield gives me security with an all-in-one privacy suite that includes an industry-leading VPN that anonymizes my IP address to help avoid ISP or government spying, while also preventing hackers or snoopers from seeing my online activity. Plus, I get identity theft protection, internet data removal, and much more that all work together to help protect my social security number. I highly recommend Virtual Shield because you can get 60 days free right now. This means you'll receive unlimited access to Virtual Shield's VPN with a 67% off lifetime discount with 60 days across unlimited devices, plus access to Virtual Shield's 24/7 customer support if you have questions or need help. Similar security suites go for over $400, but are free for 60 days if you sign up now by going to virtualshield.com/X22. That is virtualshield.com/X22, or click the link down in the description. Is Joe Biden's younger brother and Hunter Biden's uncle. James and Hunter were business partners with CEFC China Energy Company, an organization closely aligned and linked to the Chinese Communist Party. So this is becoming very, very interesting, and we know that Jim Biden is involved in all of this. And the other thing that we come to find out is that the eldest daughter, Naomi, worked as a lawyer on behalf of the government of Peru around the same time she was living at the White House with Joe Biden. That is very interesting. So in September 2021, she appeared in a filing disclosing that she was providing legal representation for the government of Peru in a case brought by Worth Capital Holdings 27 LLC, which claimed the country was interfering in their operation of an oil refinery in the southern Amazon. The company sought $590 million in damages. The case is still ongoing, and Naomi Biden's specific role is unclear. And it's unclear how many foreign nations Naomi Biden was repped while working there. So that is very interesting, and it looks like we're bringing in another family member. Now, with Hunter Biden is now suspected of hiring prostitutes from Eastern European sex trafficking ring and falsifying checks to pay the women. And this is coming from Treasury documents, and this is what this is revealing. So he's part of a sex trafficking ring. They're money laundering. It's all 10% going to the big guy, and they're pretending, like the fake news, the corrupt politicians and the rest, that there's no evidence whatsoever. Well, where's all this money going? What are they producing? What are they selling? I mean, this is the definition of corruption. This is the definition of money laundering. There's plenty of evidence. Everywhere you look, all you see is evidence. And the deep state players, the fake news, they're going to have a really hard time spinning all this because, remember, they can spin a little bit, but when more and more evidence is continually coming out and it's documented, after a while, the people just don't believe anymore. Just like when the riots were going on in 2020. Yes, they could spin it all they want. It's peaceful protest. Oh, it's a myth that there's, you know, riots. But as the evidence came out and the people saw it with their own two eyes, they said, you're lying to us. We know what's going on. Just like now with January 6th. When people are seeing the evidence of confidential human sources, people seeing the evidence that the FBI was involved, people seeing evidence that Ray Epps is some type of confidential human source one way or another, when people are seeing the January 6th tapes, they're no longer believing the deep state because they see the evidence. The spin doesn't work anymore. Just like the spin with the illegals isn't working anymore. Oh, it's open and free. We want everyone coming into our sanctuary cities. When people see the truth, that propaganda, the spin, doesn't work anymore. And you could see that out in New York. New York Governor Kathy Hochul called on Congress to establish tighter regulation on the border to keep illegal migrants out of the country. She's just completely flipped on the migrant issue. Remember going back in time, she was like, this is a sanctuary city. Everyone is welcome. And now she's pushing back saying, yeah, we can't do this anymore. We're done. Sometimes you need to show the people. Sometimes you need to show the people down at the border how they're allowing them in. Because if you look down at the border, they set up barbed wire and you see the soldiers down there, they're cutting the barbed wire and allowing the illegals to come into this country. And as people see more and more of this, the people, they're starting to realize that these people have been lying to them from the very, very beginning. Just like they've been lying to them that there's no pedophile network, there's no satanic cults. And what's very interesting is that Lisa May pointed something out that's really interesting. Remember on Friday when the FBI issued a warning about newly discovered pedophilic Satanist extortion cult targeting children online? Well, Lisa May said, holy crap, if we go to post 29, down below it says the child abductions for satanic rituals. Haiti and other third world countries are paused, not terminated until players in custody. So there were and there are child abductions for satanic rituals. So once again, this was right. And they tried to convince everyone that this is crazy talk. This is a conspiracy. But now we've come to find out that it's absolutely true. Just like the censoring of people is absolutely true. Remember in the very, very beginning when Congress had Twitter and YouTube and Facebook in there and they kept saying, oh, we're not shadow banning anyone. We're not censoring people. The government has no say in what we do. Well, that all completely fell apart with the Twitter files, didn't it? And it fell apart when the government decided to sue for more censorship. So that entire thing that was a conspiracy, that came true, and the government was working with the social media platforms, and now they're going to take it to the next level, because if you look out in Canada, Justin Trudeau is moving to regulate podcasts and to analyze and track content of subscribers. Why would they be doing this? Well, think about it. The information got out that they were honoring a Nazi. It spread throughout social media, podcasts, and everything. Did they like this? No, they didn't. And they're being instructed now from the top, which is the World Economic Forum, to start to censor everyone. You can see it happening out in Germany with the law that they just passed. And you could see now it's happening out in Canada because, again, these individuals that have been installed, they take their orders from the World Economic Forum. So we could see already that they're going to start a communication blackout. Now, when they can't shut all of this down and they can't censor like they want to censor because there's other platforms that they don't control, plus people with VPNs that use different IP addresses, they can get around what they're doing because they can get their information from other countries. And this is going to be very, very difficult for them. And I think they know this. I think this is why they wanted the net neutrality rules, because they wanted to censor from the source. That's why Obama set this up. They wanted to censor from the source, and they wanted it to be done at the ISP level. Why? Because they like things that are centralized. Just like they like, you know, the creation of currency centralized, they like the CDC centralized, the FDA centralized, Department of Education centralized. And if they could centralize this, it would have been a lot easier, because all they have to do is say, okay, you couple of ISP providers, this is what we want you to do. Because under the law, this is what we're instructing you to do, and you will have to do it. But it didn't work, and now they have to do it on the social media platform site, which is a lot more difficult, because remember, you can start up another social media platform site very easily and people would just flock to it. To start another ISP, that's a little bit more difficult to do. And most of the people aren't just going to switch over to it, because if you have, let's say, AT&T or Xfinity or one of the others, you're not just going to say, hey, by the way, look at that ISP provider. Let's just switch over to it. So social media platforms are a little bit different, because all you gotta do is create an account and you can have multiple accounts. You're not gonna have multiple ISP providers. Most people don't have this. And this is why they're pissed and angry at Musk, because he started Starlink, which allows people and allows companies and ISP providers and others to have another way to access the internet, which I do believe this is gonna be coming in handy as time goes forward. Now, what's very interesting is Dr. Jordan B. Peterson, he responded to this and he says, not an effing chance, you censorial scum rat. So remember, this is the individual that they want to re-educate. And he is now responding to them saying, absolutely not. But look what Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, they have initiated the process of ending news availability in Canada after the Canadian government passed the Online News Act, Bill C-18. So it's already started. And yes, they're going to censor podcasts out in Canada, just like they got rid of the ability for people to purchase pistols. You could see that they are now going to start to shut down everything. Remember, Trudeau was the one that actually froze people's bank accounts when the people were protesting. Remember, they called them Nazis, and they were honoring a Nazi. Tells you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see things are now building out in Ukraine, and we can see that deep state players, they're preparing for war. British troops right now, they're going to be deployed to Ukraine for the first time to train soldiers, and they're going to bring people in. But the other thing that's very interesting is it looks like the deep state players are making a move on Poland right now. And Wall Street Silver put this out and said, Germany and France tried to interfere in the election of Hungary to get rid of Viktor Orban, but they failed. Now Germany and France and other EU nations are trying to overthrow the Polish government, which is also against the German population replacement policies. For some reason, Poland and Hungary like their current cultures and don't see the need to change them by importing millions of migrants. So Poland is not importing migrants. Hungary is not importing migrants. They try to get rid of Viktor Orban, and now they're making a move on the leader of Poland, trying to overthrow the government there. Jordan Sather put this out and said, last week, the leaders of Poland said they want to stop arming Ukraine. Now, coincidentally, we get these anti-government rallies and tons of legacy media articles bolstering a narrative that Polish leaders are losing support. If it walks and talks like a CIA-led color revolution, then it is. So then you see the protests out in Poland, and it looks like they're trying to have a color revolution. And this is what the CIA, this is what Soros and the rest do. They overthrow the government. We've seen it throughout the Middle East. They've had many, many color revolutions. Actually, we've seen it here in the United States. We've seen the people elect the president that they wanted, and Soros and the rest, they overthrew the duly elected president, overthrew the United States government, and put in their puppet government so they can move forward with their agenda. And we see they tried in Hungary. They're trying in Poland right now. And this is how they do it. And the whole reason is they want illegals blending the countries. They want the countries to lose their identity. They want the countries to lose their culture. This way, it's a lot easier to control all these countries. Plus, they can bring all these countries to a third world type of nation where they can control everything. Remember, in the end, what do they want? They want depopulation. They want control. They don't want people with a nationality. They don't want people having pride. They don't want people having any of these things because it's a lot easier to control people that way. And that's what they're trying to do. And I don't think it's going to work. I think they're going to fail in all of this because the people are watching and they're seeing all of this play out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Pentagon now is warning that Congress is running low on money to replace weapons sent to Ukraine and has already been forced to slow down resupplying some troops. Now, is this the deal that Biden might have made with McCarthy because they're running out of weapons and the House is not funding everything that they're going to do and McCarthy made a deal to actually fund the war? Remember, there are certain players in there that support the war. And this is why Getz is pushing very, very hard so you could see who the different players are, who supports the deep state players and who doesn't. And I think people are going to be absolutely shocked, just like people are shocked about what's happening with COVID and how they use COVID to trick you into taking a bioweapon. They use COVID to make you sick. They use COVID to overthrow the United States government. And remember what these individuals do. They like to reward those people to make it look like they've done something incredible. If you look at the deep state players, they always give awards out to themselves because they like to feel important. Well, Tedros, he has congratulated the Nobel Prize winner whose mRNA tech has enabled safe and effective injections against COVID. So basically, they awarded these people for creating mRNA, which makes people sick, people die. And it's a depopulation system. And they were able to overthrow the duly elected president. And you can see that this is how they reward these people. And they've been doing this for a very long time. But when you look at other countries, what do you see? You see that people are dying from this bioweapon. Disclose put this out on Telegram and says, new, excess death rates from cardiovascular disease were up 44% in 2022 among UK citizens aged 15 to 44, according to a report using official government data. And we're not just seeing this out in the UK. We're seeing it all over the world right now. Those countries that have been heavily vaccinated, we could see that people are suddenly dying. People are having heart problems. And this is why here in the United States, we had a doctor who was part of the FDA who said, I am not taking the latest booster because I'm a little bit nervous about myocarditis. It's a real thing. And I think the people are starting to understand this, especially when you look at the drugs that they were pushing. They were pushing remdesivir. They were pushing, of course, the bioweapon. And people are starting to realize that these drugs, they do harm. And what's very interesting in regards to remdesivir, right now we have two California residents, one of whom is a relative of a person who died after receiving remdesivir, lodged a suit against Gilead Sciences in Shasta County on September 26. Deborah Fust, the surviving spouse of Michael Fust, and Edward Pimentel, who says he was injured after receiving remdesivir, are accusing California-based Gilead of failing to mention documented side effects in its promotion of this drug. And the suit says that Gilead's press releases and statements to consumers and investigators from Gilead show a pattern of downplaying or omitting altogether the clinical dangers experienced by patients from remdesivir use, instead emphasizing its supported benefits, safety, and efficacy. Animal studies found indications that remdesivir injured the kidney. The U.S. trial found kidney injuries among remdesivir recipients, including three patients who were forced to stop taking the drug. So instead of using a drug that, or two drugs that have been around, ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, they decided to use their drug that they're creating because they couldn't make a profit with the other drug. And this drug is hurting people, just like the bioweapon is hurting people. And now there's a class action. I do believe we should have a class action lawsuit against all these pharmaceutical companies, and the world should be involved in all of this because they lied to the people from the very beginning. They didn't tell us the truth. They didn't allow us to make a decision on if we should or should not take it because we didn't have all the information. And once again, what does that tell you? It tells you they're criminal. That's what that tells you. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we're seeing crime all over the place. We're seeing it out in San Francisco, Chicago, New York, you name it, there's crime everywhere. And the deep state players, they're allowing people to loot, pillage, hurt people, because once again, they're bringing the illegals in, they're releasing the criminals, they need their foot soldiers, and they need chaos. They need to keep them happy right now. And that's exactly what we're seeing. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he let everyone know that he has a solution for this problem. Just take a listen to what he said.
You know, these people are killing people when they go into the sewers. You'll have 300 young people who are not looking for a good future walk into a store, big department store, and just pillage it. And if you happen to be there when they're there, they'll knock the hell out of you and kill you in some cases. And we will immediately stop all of the pillaging and theft. Very simply, if you rob a store, you can fully expect to be shot as you are leaving that store.
And I do believe if this solution was enacted, we would see crime go down quite a bit. I mean, reverse all the laws that they put into place where there's no cash bail and everything else and make stiff penalties and actually have everyone with a weapon. This would be shut down in a split second. And he's absolutely right. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump might have tricked Jack Smith. Because remember when he was out at a gun store and he was looking at a gun? I think it had a picture of his face on there. It was a Glock 19. And he said, oh, yeah, I'd like to purchase this gun. Well, it looks like he never really purchased it. It looks like he did it. And Jack Smith jumped on this. And he's like, okay, now we can charge Trump with buying a firearm. Because Jack Smith's office, they were out there saying that he violated his release terms by purchasing a gun. But Trump's spokesman later clarified that Trump wanted to purchase a gun, but didn't actually do so. He expressed his desire to buy the gun, but he didn't fill out any paperwork to purchase one. So, boom, he got these people, and they thought they got him, and he played a fast one on them. Amazing how these people just jump at everything that they hear. They didn't even check to see if he actually purchased something. I mean, really think about this for a second. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's planning to run as an independent after the Democratic Party made it impossible for him to compete in the primary against Joe Biden because they don't want him there. Because remember, Joe Biden's going to be out. They're going to be bringing someone else in. They can't have RFK Jr. there because it wouldn't work. So now we have RFK Jr. He's looking to be an independent. Now, what's very interesting is that Newsweek put this out, and they said that Joe Biden faces disastrous defeat if RFK Jr. runs as a third-party candidate. Because what they're saying is that he will start to take the votes away from Joe Biden. Because where are they getting this information? Well, Rasmussen reports, they did a poll and they found 57% of likely Democrat voters plan to support Biden in the Democratic primaries, as opposed to 25% for Kennedy, 3% for Marianne Williamson. So among the likely voters as a whole, 25%, they would likely vote for Kennedy. So that would pull 25% away from Biden. Isn't that interesting? So can they have RFK Jr. as an independent? No. They're going to have to get rid of him one way or another. Even if Biden doesn't run, still, they're going to have a choice. They're going to have to either go with RFK Jr. as an independent, or if they bring in Michelle Obama, they're going to have to choose her. Again, they don't want this split. So they're going to have to do something to try to remove him as we approach 2024, which I do believe they're going to do. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is you can see the deep state players. They are panicking because they realize once Trump wins the election, a lot of people are going to be arrested. A lot of people are going to be put on trial. And they're already letting everyone know this. Ultra Puppy Lives Matter on Telegram put this out and said, Cassidy Hutchinson and CNN are in a state of panic about what Trump might do in his second term. Notice how we are continually seeing people come out and say how afraid they are, Trump sending them to Gitmo, destroying our democracy and dismantling the institutions that framed him for treason. Spicy. It's almost like the stage is being set. Donald Trump is the most grave threat we will face for our democracy in our lifetime and potentially in American history, she says. When he says things like he wants to use the Department of Justice to go after his enemies, when he says things like he wants to curtail freedom of the press for certain channels, you take him literally. And I think that Donald Trump in a second term would not have guardrails. So think about what he's saying. Those fake news outlets that are taking instructions from the deep state where they're using propaganda, he's going to allow those stations either to be closed down or they're going to have to switch and they have to go to freedom of the press. And to get rid of democracy, well, no, he's getting rid of their systems where they install people. It's a criminal syndicate, and he's going to remove that. Those people that are afraid that they're going to go to Gitmo, well, they're going to go to Gitmo because they are part of the criminal syndicate. Most of these people will be put on trial. So, yes, they are afraid. They're worried about this, and this is why they're going to try to stop him as best they can. But it's too late because they're not in control. The military is in control. All of this is being done so the American people wake up. This is all being done so people have the will to change in the end. This is all being done so people can take back the country. This is all being done for the vote in 2024. That's why everyone is seeing this. This is what Trump wants. He wants the people to make the decision. And he says this is the final battle. It's either the deep state wins or we win. I am showing you everything. I want you to see it, and I want you to make this decision in 2024. And if you make the decision that I am the president and you want me to go after the deep state, that's exactly what I will do, because it will make it a lot easier for us to do it because I know the people are behind us. And this is why he needed to show the people. But he's already in control of the situation, and he already knows that the people are with him. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But Trump, he made a couple of trips over the weekend. He went out to Costa Mesa in California. He also went to Iowa, and the people, they came out to greet him. And it wasn't like one or two people like Biden or Kamala Harris's. There were parades of people that came out to see him. And we could see that Trump, he has the people with him. And this is why the deep state has been trying to remove Trump from the ballot. Now, I just did an interview with Kash Patel, and he said something very interesting about the 14th Amendment. If you read it, it doesn't say anything about the president. It says the vice president, senator, and, you know, House of Representative. but nothing about the president being removed from the ballot because of an insurrection. And it looks like the U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a challenge aimed at removing Trump from the 2024 presidential ballot. And the Supreme Court decision not to hear the case effectively shuts down the avenue of attack against Trump. Similar lawsuits have been filed in Colorado, Minnesota, Michigan, by both liberal and conservative organizations, as well as individual voters. But again, the 14th Amendment does not apply to Trump. And now with the Supreme Court, it seems like they hit a dead end. And you know what the people are starting to understand and realize? That the elections are rigged. The people are starting to realize that they cheated in the 2020 election, and now they're interfering in the 2024 election. The people are putting two and two together. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, only 16% of Republican likely voters remain 2020 election fraud deniers, but somehow the entire 2024 GOP field outside of Trump is with the deniers, and they are all losing very badly to him. What might happen if they changed course? And yes, the people, they're looking at this, even Democrats and independents, they're looking at this going, yeah, something happened in 2020. It wasn't on the up and up. It wasn't a fair election. Something definitely happened. And they realize as we approach 2024 that the deep state players, they're going to be using illegals to try to skew the elections, to cheat in the elections. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said more than half of voters consider it likely that next year's election could be decided by illegal immigrants voting, which tells you everything you need to know. The deep state is going to try to use the illegals to vote to cheat in the election. Now, why in the world would you allow people from other countries who came into the country illegally to vote for the president of the United States? It's almost like saying, okay, listen, let's take all the people from Russia, let's shove them into France and let them vote for France's president. Does that make any sense? No. Well, that's what they're doing here. And the people, they're waking up and they're realizing this is exactly what they're trying to do. So if they're going to cheat and the people know they're going to cheat and the people come out and they vote for Trump, the question is, will the deep state have the ability to create enough ballots to have enough illegals to go up against the citizens of this country who are voting for Trump? Can they make the difference up of 150 million people? Can they make the difference up of 175 million? Because if they can't, well, that means Trump will win. That means their cheating system will not work. Now, if they know that this is going to happen, they have two options. They can say, okay, listen, we're not going to be able to do it. No matter if we shut down for a week, we just cannot, it will just take way too long to create all these other votes. It just will not work. So we could let him win and Trump will be the president and then we could have our riots, or we can try to stop the elections and make sure that no one can vote. These are their two options. I do believe that they're going to try to stop and postpone the elections. I don't think they're just going to give it to Trump. I think Trump knows this. I think he's going to use this to his advantage. We discussed this many, many times before. But he's letting everyone know that he's going to win by a lot. Out in Iowa, he says, we won Iowa twice, and we're going to win it again by a lot. And he capitalized a lot. And during his case out in New York, if you notice, with every case, all he ever says is election interference. Because he's letting people know that this is election interference. And he wants people to understand that this is election interference. Because remember, he's going to use 2024 to explain what election interference looks like, and people can see it with their own two eyes. They can hear it. They can see it. They feel it. And he wants to take that, and he wants to actually roll that into what they did in 2020. And I do believe that is going to be done with the case in Georgia. And the people are going to see, wow, look what they did. They're interfering now, and they rigged the election in 2020. Now it's all making sense. Now I can see it. But remember, the majority is growing larger and larger every single day. He actually even said this. He put this out on Truth. He said, the great silent majority, all caps, is rising like never before. And under our leadership, the forgotten man and woman will be forgotten no longer. And that reminds me of Post 2298, this is September 29th, 2018. Very close to when he said this. Let me read down below. This is what it says. They know if they lose, it's over. The time to fight is now. Good versus evil. Humanity is at stake. Drop the memes. Silent majority no more. Be loud. You have a voice. Are you registered? Vote them all out. Prepare. Red October, we stand together. And I do believe that once again, the deep state will have a choice. They can let the elections play out and they can allow the elections to happen and they can cheat in the elections. And if they can't win by cheating because Trump has too many people behind him, they could just let him win the election and then have the riots afterwards. Or before the elections happen, they can say, okay, listen, we know from the real polls. And remember, the TV polls and all those aren't the polls they're looking at. They're looking at different polls. They know exactly what's going on. They know that they're going to need a lot of votes. Why do you think they prepped this during 2020? Because they knew that they were going to need all these votes. They already had it prepared. They had it ready to go. And they needed time to do it. This time around, if it's double the amount, they're going to need double the amount of time, which means it's going to be very difficult. Plus, people know what they've been doing. And a lot of the states have changed their laws, which is going to make it very, very difficult. So as we approach the elections, if they realize, listen, we're not going to be able to cheat like this, like we did last time. This is just way too many. A lot of the states, we can't go in there and just, you know, extend this for a week or two. It's not going to work. Plus, a lot of these other states, they don't accept mail-in ballots anymore or drop boxes. So this is going to be a little tough. And they want people to show up in person with voter ID. So this is going to be a little bit tough to do. So if we can't do this, then we can't have an election. We need to shut it down. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're planning on this. I do believe this is Trump's strategy, is to have them try to postpone the elections. This way, they can go to the backup system, which is paper ballots and voter ID, and have the military actually monitor the elections. Because Trump continually says, we're heading towards World War III. The only way we can head to World War III, and he can talk peace, is if we're on the precipice of war. How do you get to the precipice of war? Well, someone needs to be attacked. Something has to happen. I mean, look back at the Cuban Missile Crisis. We were on the precipice of war. They brought in the missiles. People were scared. You hear air raid sirens. You thought we were going to be attacked. So something like this has to happen. Now, I do believe if the country is cyber attacked, well, that would be an act of war. It would look like we're going to war. I don't think they would say it's time for war. I think the Biden administration, or whoever is running the administration, maybe Kamala Harris at the time, might say, you need to back off. You're going to be crossing the red line. The people might think we're at the precipice of war. It might look like the Cuban Missile Crisis. And at that point, people will not have confidence in the elections because the infrastructure was hit, because they're part of the infrastructure now. And the military might step in and say, okay, but we're going to have elections. We will make sure that the elections are on the up and up, that they're completely transparent. But we're going to have to go back to paper ballots. And I do believe there are different organizations that are already prepared to do this, like CISA. And they're going to be using the backup poll books. They'll be using paper ballots. And the military will monitor the elections. Actually, before the Papas Comitatus Act, that's what the military was doing during the Civil War. They were monitoring the elections. So if we have the military monitoring the elections and we remove the deep state actors in these areas, well, what does that give us? That gives us the ability to have free, transparent elections, and it gives the ability of the people to have their vote count. And I do believe we're probably heading down this path. Now, again, the deep state players, once Trump wins, they're going to start the riots because they're going to say he cheated. They're not going to accept the results. They're going to say, no, this Russia helped him somehow, some way, or whatever excuse you're going to use. Russia's going to be a little difficult. But they won't accept any of this. And most likely they will have the riots during this period of time, which will make it a lot easier for the Patriots to round all these people up. Because if they bring out the criminals, the illegals, Antifa, BLM in their select cities, you know where all of them are. You know where to get them. You know where to round them up. It makes it a lot easier. And I believe Trump and the Patriots, they have been planning for this for quite a while. And then once Trump is elected, then he could start talking peace. And he could show the people, look, I am the president of peace. He'll be doing this before the elections because the war drums will be getting louder and louder and louder. And the people are going to say, okay, he's talking peace. Biden or Kamala Harris, the fake news, they're all talking war. I do believe the people are going to go and side with peace. Once he's elected, he will then have peace negotiations. But we're going to see all this play out. And I do believe as 2024 comes into focus, things are going to get very, very bumpy as we get closer and closer to the 2024 presidential election. But once again, the Patriots are controlling everything that's happening and everything that we're seeing because they're in complete and utter control. The military is in control and they need these things to happen to get the people where they need them to be to take back the country. Once again, the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.